everywhere we have ashes, Mansentori of the National Disaster Management Office told RNZ Pacific. In our houses, in the offices, and there is dust everywhere. So it's very, very bad here at the moment. Another Ambai resident, Lillian Garai, told the Associated Press that noise from the volcano makes it hard to sleep and that the ash is aggravating asthma in small children. I want to leave, she said, but I don't know where I'm going to live, so I will stay on Ambai. A population of more than 10,000 has been dwindling since the first temporary evacuation last September. Relocation centers were set up on the nearby island of Maiwo to accommodate voluntary evacuees, and after schools on Ambai became unusable, students were moved to Maiwo as well. Other Ambaians have moved on their own, either to the capital, Port Vila, or to Vanuatu's largest island, Espiritu Santo. Some will be reluctant to leave. Smith Guerro, chair of the West Ambai Disaster Committee, told RNZ Pacific that while the northeast and south sides of the island may be uninhabitable, the west side is fine. Faced with a compulsory order, he said some villages have chartered ships to evacuate themselves to Santo, so they will not have to depend on the government. And the wind has carried ash to the north end of Pentecost Island. The Vanuatu Daily Post reports that residents feel the government is neglecting them, even though their crops have been smothered, the airport closed, and people are getting desperate for water. For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.